Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Michael Schneider of TV Guide magazine. And Mike, today we're going to talk about two different videotapes that involve a lot of very private material, one involving Hulk Hogan and one very different case involving ESPN personality Aaron Andrews. And I'll start with Aaron Andrews. A trial came to an end this past week in Tennessee. Aaron Andrews was videotaped in a state of undress by a stalker, basically, an obsessed fan who figured out where she would be staying in this hotel and managed to tape her in what she obviously assumed was a very private place. And this ended up online. And she sued not only the stalker, but these two companies that owned this particular hotel and won a major verdict because of the emotional distress, she said, that came from having this tape posted online and being forced by her bosses at ESPN, not a party to the lawsuit, but still didn't come out looking too good, for making her talk about this on the air.
Right, right. So she had asked for $75 million. A jury came back in Nashville with $55 million, which was split between the owners of the hotel and also the perpetrator, who actually was also sentenced to jail for some time for this act as well. So there was some debate over how high that resolution was. But then again, you can't really put a price on what she went through and what she continues to go through, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And what I really take away from this is the ESPN of it all, that they would push her so hard. She had to go on the air and say that this was not a publicity stunt. And they just come across as incredibly insensitive and not considerate. This woman was weeping on the stand and talking about this. I think that's terrible PR.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Meanwhile, in Florida, there's a trial ongoing involving Hulk Hogan, who knowingly made a sex tape, and that ended up on the internet, although he said he certainly did not intend it to. He made that for his own reasons. And he is suing Gawker for $100 million for invasion of privacy. And this is a case that affects celebrity rights to privacy versus, you know, the news business and what is considered newsworthy. Now, on the one hand, he had talked about this stuff very publicly, very luridly. On the other hand, he did not want to see it on the internet. Gawker, however, in this trial so far, has come across, I think, quite not really very sympathetically.
Right. And part of the thing is this trial is taking place in St. Petersburg, Florida, where the jurors probably are not necessarily savvy to some of the New York-style media that they're looking at, including Gawker, which is very much a New York website blog that is known for its edgy take on the world, doing things in the past that it's been criticized for, such as outing big executives. And this isn't the first time that they've put nude photography up on the site as well. Savvy media observers sort of know what Gawker is, know what Gawker does, but I don't necessarily know if it translates to this jury.
Yeah, and certainly a former editor, A.J. DeLorio, testified, and you know, that he would be willing to put nude photos online of a child over the age of four. Only under age of four is off limits. I don't think that was going to make the jury especially sympathetic to what Gawker does, and this is such a huge potential verdict. It could actually destroy the organization.
Right. If you're Gawker owner Nick Denton, you're obviously, and he's been at the court every day, concerned about the future of your entire blog empire.
We'll see what happens. Thank you, Mike. That's Michael Schneider of TV Guide magazine. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.